It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Well, I can't get enough of that tune. Francis Coptier's with Funky Chimes. Well, you've been adventurous enough to join me here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm here on WSCS every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. And you can also stream online at classicalwscs.org. Thanks for tuning in. You'll discover library music, 60s pop, indie folk, jazz, and a lot more here at the Thrift Shop. We dig through the dusty crates of records, tapes, and even a few shiny compact discs. And I'm going to do something a little bit different in this broadcast, When Don't I? But coming up a little bit later in the program, we're going to hear part two of an Interval Signal special that was recorded and produced by Radio Hobart International, the voice of Tasmania. So please stay tuned for that. But first, we're going to listen to an album of music by Saint Saens. It's The Carnival of the Animals by Felix Slotkin, conducting the Concert Arts Orchestra, released on Capitol Records back in 1954. And here's what the back cover liner notes say. Felix Slotkin displays superb musicianship in two roles. As a performer, he is first violinist of the famed Hollywood String Quartet and concertmaster of the 20th Century Fox Orchestra. As a conductor, he directs fine performances by the Concert Arts Orchestra, featuring such excellent soloists as those heard on this record: Eleanor Aller on cello, Arthur Gleghorn on flute, and Victor Aller and Harry Sukman on piano. All right, so let's time warp back to 1954. Here's Felix Slotkin conducting the Concert Arts Orchestra, Carnival of the Animals.
Thank you.
rescued from the dustbins here at the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Felix Slotkin conducting the Concert Arts Orchestra, the Carnival of the Animals. This is DJ Frederick, and yes, you have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, and you never know what to expect when you listen to this show. I like to make it different and something unique. Today we're going to hear part two of an interval signal special, which is all about those wonderful tunes and melodies that you'll hear on shortwave as you are tuning in shortwave broadcasts. It's produced by Hobart Radio International, the voice of Tasmania. For more information, you can go over to hriradio.org. And without further ado, we're going to join Aussie Tim for the Interval Signal Special. And this is part two of a three-part series.
On air via relay partners around the globe, this show is from Hobart Radio International, down under in Australia.
Radio International is proudly on air via affiliate stations. You can hear us over shortwave on Radio Miami International on 11580 and 9955, WBCQ on 5130 and Unique Radio on 3210. You can hear us in New Zealand via World FM on 88.2 in Tawa and Soundwave FM on 107.7 and 87.8 in Napier, New Zealand.
This is Hobart Calling. From our studio in Tasmania, welcome to a special radio show like no other. We're the first to make an interval signal special. On the Interval Signals Special, we hope to take you on a trip down memory lane and showcase those interval signals you fondly remember over shortwave radio. The Interval Signals Special is a two-part program, and on part one, you heard Channel Africa, Voice of Russia, Radio Bulgaria, Radio Canada International, Radio for Peace International, Radio Australia, the Australian Forces Radio, HCJB, the Voice of Turkey, RVI Flanders International Radio, Radio Netherlands, Radio Havana, Cuba, Voice of Korea, Radio New Zealand International, Swiss Info, the BBC World Service, and Voice of America. In part two today, we have plenty more stations from the past and present to continue our trip down memory lane. Let's begin with RAI International, this recording from 2007.
Radio Televisione Italiana.
On October the 20th, 2010, we lost Radio Sweden over shortwave and medium wave. Let's hear their interval.
Radio Sweden, Stockholm. Ni lyssnar till Radio Sweden, Stockholm. Vi sänder nu ett program på svenska till Europa och Afrika på 6065 och 11595 kHz.
Radio Sweden, Stockholm. You're listening to Radio Sweden, broadcasting to Europe on shortwave 6065 kHz and a medium wave 1179 kHz. Stay tuned for a half-hour program in English.
They sound very different in their 1965 interval.
Radio Sweden.
A lot of people have fond memories of this one.
The best in classic rock. Radio Luxembourg.
The best in classic rock.
Radio Luxembourg.
They started out in 1933 with a very, if not the most powerful medium wave transmitter in Europe at the time, 1,300 kilowatts. That also continued again in the 1950s and 1960s, which, no doubt with that much power, captured a very large audience across Britain and Ireland. I've got plenty more intervals of them, so let's give it a whirl.
There's a whole lot of rockin' and rollin'.
That's colorful radio.
Luxembourg.
Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars. Fries, the makers of Crunchy with that crisp golden honeycomb center, and the makers of Sun Silk Shampoo bring you the Top 20. And this is your DJBA Barry Aldous bidding you welcome to the show, which for the very first time tonight is based on the latest chart available by courtesy of the New Musical Express. It's a special weekend Top 20 chart supplied by the NME, so we're up to the minute on our hit parade program, coming your way direct from our studios here in the heart of Luxembourg. And here on the turntable is Help! The Beatles' new single straight in at number one.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody.
I feel their joy in their voice. It's great. One more from 1976 of Radio Luxembourg.
The best of everything
on Radio Luxembourg.
205, 206. 207.
Quality counts on
208, 208, 208, the station of the stars, Radio Luxembourg.
Everything's great
on Luxembourg.
a nice one to hear, but also it required getting up quite early in the morning here in Australia to hear them. Radio Exterior de España.
This is the English language service of Radio Exterior de España broadcasting from Madrid. We go out daily to Europe on 9680 kHz and to Africa on 9595 kHz. Both in the 31-metre band.
And a very different Radio Exterior de España in 1982.
Exterior de España.
We hope you're enjoying the Interval Signals special here on Hobart Radio International. We'll be back very soon with more Interval Signals.
This is Hobart Radio International, broadcasting over shortwave and on FM in New Zealand.
This is Hobart Radio International, the voice of Tasmania.
Reception reports are always welcome for electronic QSL verification. To send one, email hriradio@gmail.com and check out the website at hriradio.org. Coinciding with the fall of the Berlin Wall, Radio Berlin International ceased in 1990.
Radio Berlin International, the voice of the German Democratic Republic.
Let's go further back to 1964.
Good morning, listeners. This is Radio Berlin International, the voice of the German Democratic Republic, broadcasting to Africa.
And of course, for many shortwave listeners today, you hear from Germany, Deutsche Welle.
This is
the English program of Radio Deutsche Welle, Germany's international broadcasting service, with the program for Southeast Asia, transmitted from Cologne in the 49 and 41 meter bands.
It's never hard to recognize Vatican Radio.
Africa Service of Vatican Radio.
Welcome to our half-hour daily program for Africa.
We're going to go back to 1975 and hear the interval signal of Radio France International.
This is Radio France International.
Let's now have a listen to the current interval signal of Radio France International.
Si vous nous rejoignez sur Radio France Internationale, il est 5h à Paris, 4h en temps universel, 7h à Bagdad.
Édition spéciale.
hours universal time. You're listening to Radio France International.
We'll have a look now at KNLS Alaska.
This is Alaska calling. You're listening to station KNLS, Anchor Point, Alaska, United States of America.
Thank you.
Grant, your host for this Friday edition of our English language broadcast.
Another favourite station of mine was the American Forces Radio Network, which, of course, was heard worldwide on Upper Sideband.
This is the American Forces Network, an activity of the United States Department of Defense, supporting the internal information mission of the Department of Defense. Our radio service originates from the Defense Media Center at March Air Reserve Base, California. AFN programs are broadcast with the permission of the copyright owners and are intended for the exclusive use of DoD personnel and their families overseas. AFN programs may not be reproduced or rebroadcast without the written permission of their owners. DoD policy prohibits AFN from propagandizing, censoring, or manipulating programming in any way. Except for the removal of commercials, programs are distributed exactly as they are provided to us. Any advertising or other mention of commercial products or services in AFN programs does not imply an endorsement by the Department of Defense. Several programs broadcast each day contain analysis and commentary. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not represent the Department of Defense, AFN, or your local AFN station. Questions or comments concerning AFN programming may be addressed to AFN at the Defense Media Center, 1363 Z Street, Building 2730, March Air Reserve Base, California, 925182073. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
We hope you've been enjoying hearing the Interval Signal Special. You can hear us on shortwave, on FM, and online. Recordings are courtesy of intervalsignals.net. Send us your reception reports to hriradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a special EQSL if you heard the Interval Signal Special, and if you can, donations are always appreciated to help us afford airtime costs. We'll be back soon with more Interval Signals.
You're listening to Hobart Radio International on shortwave, on FM, online, and right on the button.
We'll take you to places you've never been before, and you don't have to do a thing, just sit back and listen.
Hobart Radio International, like a breath of fresh air. Online at hriradio.org. Welcome back to the last portion of the Interval Signals Special. It's part two. Thanks so much for tuning in today. China Radio International, the current Asian powerhouse, can be heard with strong signals worldwide. And ironically, here in Australia, during the daytime. I don't know why, but we've always got Chinese stations that are coming in.
China Radio International.
Now here's a really unique station. I'm not sure if you hear them regularly or not. The Voice of Indonesia.
This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Let's now have a listen to their 1965 interval.
200 hours West Indonesia time, 1900 hours Greenwich Mean Time. This is the Voice of Indonesia. In Britain and continental Europe, and good morning, listeners in New Zealand. This is the Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting from Jakarta on 9.865 and 11.715 megacycles in the 30 and 25 meter bands.
We'll remain in Asia and go to NHK World Radio Japan.
この放送は NHK ワールド国際放送ラジオ日本です。東京からお送りします。
This is Radio Japan, NHK World Network Tokyo.
Ici Radio Japon, NHK World, émission internationale de la NHK.
Let's go back a bit further now to their interval from 1977.
This is Radio Japan, the overseas broadcasting service and NHK in Tokyo.
We've now reached the end of our interval signal special. You can find part one and this one, part two, on our website at www.hriradio.org. We hope you had a trip down memory lane and heard some stations you thought were only in your memory. Of course, there are many other stations we did not get to feature, so feel free to tell us your favourite station on our Facebook or Twitter pages at Hobart Radio INTL. from our studio here in Hobart, the southern region of Tasmania in Australia. Goodbye from Hobart Radio International.
That's part two of Hobart Radio International's Interval Signal Special here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. I hope that you'll join me next week. Until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.